It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, let's do it, you dumb slut. It's time for the Plan B After Show podcast.
Son of a bitch, what are you doing?
That's right, you dirty old bitch. Anyway, it is the Plan B After Show podcast. As always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor, your full-service motorcycle repair shop. They got you covered. Gilson!
Well, if you have any listeners left, I don't know how many people cracked it open. Well, all right, turn that off.
That's good enough. Hey, kids, let's see what the Plan B After Show podcast is talking about today. Whoa. Jeez. Yeah, if you're listening to this with your kids, you're a terrible parent. I won't tell you. Mm-hmm.
One of these podcasts will do something like the birds and the bees, so you can just turn it on and let your kids listen.
So what you do is
in.
You get your cock rock fucking hard, right? And then you...
No, maybe not let us do it.
No, that'd be terrible. That'd be absolutely awful. So, all right, we got to get to it. It is time for your fact and opinion. One random fact, one crazy opinion just for you. Your fact for today...
Give us a good one.
Yeah, I mean, I got some, like, they're all over the place. I'm talking like presidential to Dr. Dre. Like, it's nuts. Let's do this. Biz Markie never planned on singing the chorus on Just a Friend, but none of the people he asked to sing showed up at the studio.
I don't know anything about that, though.
You know that... say she's just a friend. Oh, darling, you got what I need.
You got what I need.
Like, it's terrible. It's not good. Like, he's not like a singer. You know what I mean? So, all the people that he asked to show up, so he ended up just doing it himself. But I tell you what, that is like one of the most memorable, you know, you got what I need.
It is, though. Yeah, that's wild.
She's just a friend.
So what was the fact again? Say the fact again.
So Biz Markie didn't plan on singing that part. But all the people that he asked to show up to the studio to do it didn't show up. Like, thanks, guys. I was in the studio for hours. I had to record this piece of garbage all by myself.
All right. And it turned out to be pretty significant. You know, I'm one of the people that he asked to come to the studio are like, damn it, I should have went.
Yeah. Like, yeah, man, that could have been me on this. Or maybe the song wouldn't have done what it did, you know?
It's very true.
Think about that.
Yeah, because it does have a weird kind of different tone, you know? Like, nobody could, you can't really mimic that. That's
no,
him,
no,
you know?
We tried, and it just sounded terrible. It worked. Well, like, too, and you do think about sometimes these studio things happen, like the way they get sound. What's the song by the Rolling Stones? But, it's just a shout away. It's just a shadow way. Anyway, the girl, the backup singer in that, she was like 8 months pregnant when they brought her in the studio late. Like, it was like, when I say late, it was like 2 a.m. Anyway, she was pregnant. She was this backup singer, and she was tired, and her voice kept cracking. But they loved how it sounded. So if you listen to it, she's like, no, I can hit that note. But really, her voice kind of does this like shrill, like, oh, shit, like that. Yeah, but they loved it. They're like, no, this is fucking great. But she tried a bunch. So here you got this pregnant, you know, like a pregnant lady at 2 a.m. trying to sing this song because the band's like, hey, we need this recorded. And, you know, we're not pregnant. We're drunk and high. And so we need you to do this now. So, you know, anyway.
It's just weird and wild how some songs come about, man. And, you know, sometimes people think this is going to be nothing. And all of a sudden people just latch onto it.
Fucking blows up, man.
Becomes, you know. Yep. A legend of a song.
Yeah.
It's wild. There's probably a lot of songs like that we don't even know about.
Well, the history on that. I mean, so many, you hear about guys, right? Oh, yeah, I wrote the song in like 5 minutes and it sold like 90 billion copies. It's like, what? It took you 5 minutes, right?
You know, fascinates me is to get on YouTube and just look up behind like the making of songs or certain albums or whatever that you really love from back in the day. There's a lot of behind the scene footage you could find if you just kind of type it in, you know.
The Aerosmith one's really good, and they talk about God. I'm trying to think what fucking album it was. They've put so many out. Anyway, they rented this like big mansion, and Steve Perry literally, Joe Perry. Literally, like, locked himself into this big, like, master bedroom for, like, 3 weeks straight and was just doing drugs and, like, shooting off, like, a gun, like, in there and everything like that.
Jesus.
He's doped out of his head, just dope sick out of his mind. And, yeah, like, that was a thing. And they're, like, trying to record a record, and he's like, no, I'm going to stay locked up here and do heroin and fire off this gun inside this massive bedroom in this mansion that we're renting. Bananas.
Bananas, man.
None of those guys should be alive. None of those guys should be alive.
Yeah, but they made it, and they cranked out some damn good tunes. So. Yeah.
Steven Tyler spent like $500,000 on cocaine in his life, and that's the money that he spent on it, not including the free shit that he got.
That's a lot of powder going through
your brain. Dude, that's so much cocaine. That is so much cocaine.
Man.
That's why
he's a little out there, isn't he?
That's why I could never be rich and famous, because I would do so much cocaine. The only reason I don't have a crippling I don't have a crippling cocaine addiction now is because I can't afford it. That's basically where I'm at, you know.
It's expensive. Yeah. Right.
And I'm not quite ready to start giving blowies underneath the overpass cocaine.
Yeah, it's probably a good thing, Brock. You need to stay away from that drug.
Cocaine. It'd make my tooth feel better right now, I bet you. Didn't they used to treat toothaches with cocaine back
then? They would. They'd numb you up with some cocaine.
See, it can't be that bad if the dentists are using it back in the day, you know?
No, they didn't know anything back in the day. That's why they were using it. You're not going to do a fat rail and get your tooth yanked anymore.
Don't worry.
Dude.
When you get hooked on cocaine, we'll give you opiates to come off of it. We'll give you opium. we'll give you that to come off of it. That'd be great.
Dude, no wonder people lived to like 37 back in the day.
God, you hear about old man Clemens. He died finally at the age of 35. God, he was so old.
old.
No teeth at that point. Just addicted to cocaine. And wearing six shooters and riding horses. It's great. Anyway, I digress. Well, there you go. We started off at Bismarcky and we ended with Cocaine Cowboys. Fantastic.
It's a hell of a drug.
Hell of a drug. All right. That's going to do it for your Plan B After Show podcast. We'll be back next time with another fact and opinion. As always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Here's a word from our sponsor now. Gilson.
You ain't coming.
I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
What's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.